The rest of the flight seemed to go by in a blink. H and I quickly fell into our old familiar rhythm, and before long it was like we were back in the basement, trash-talking each other over a game of Quake or Joust. Any fears I had about the resiliency of our friendship in the real world had vanished by the time our jet touched down on Og's private runway in Oregon. We'd been flying west across the country, just a few hours ahead of the sunrise, so it was still dark when we landed. H and I both froze in our tracks as we stepped off the plane, gazing in wonder at the scene around us. Even in the dim moonlight, the view was breathtaking. The dark, towering silhouettes of the Wallawa Mountains surrounded us on all sides. Rows of blue runway lights stretched out along the valley floor behind us, delineating Og's private landing strip. Directly ahead, a steep cobblestone staircase at the edge of the runway led up to a grand, floodlit mansion constructed on a plateau near the base of the mountain range. Several waterfalls were visible in the distance, spilling off the peaks beyond Morrow's mansion.
"It looks just like Rivendell," H said, taking the words right out of my mouth.
I nodded.
"It looks exactly like Rivendell in the Lord of the Rings movies," I said, still staring up at it in awe.
"Og's wife was a big Tolkien fan, remember? He built this place for her." We heard an electric hum behind us as the jet staircase retracted and the hatch closed. The engines powered back up and the jet rotated, preparing to take off again. We stood and watched it launch back up into the clear, starry sky. Then we turned and began to mount the staircase leading up to the house. When we finally reached the top, Ogden Morrow was there, waiting for us.
"Welcome, my friends!"
Og bellowed, extending both his hands in greeting. He was dressed in a plaid bathrobe and bunny slippers.
"Welcome to my home!"
"Thank you, sir," H said. "Thanks for inviting us here."
"Ah, you must be H," he replied, clasping her hand.
If he was surprised by her appearance, he didn't show it. "I recognize your voice." He gave her a wink, followed by a bear hug. Then he turned and hugged me, too.
"And you must be Parzival. Welcome, welcome. It's truly an honor to meet you both."
"The honor is ours," I said. "We really can't thank you enough for helping us."
"You've already thanked me enough, so stop it," he said.
He turned and led us across an expansive green lawn toward his enormous house.
"I can't tell you how good it is to have visitors. Sad to say, I've been all alone here since Kira died."
He was silent a moment, then he laughed.
"Alone except for my cooks, maids, and gardeners, of course. But they all live here too, so they don't really count as visitors."
Neither I nor H knew how to reply, so we just kept smiling and nodding. Eventually, I worked up the courage to speak.
"Have the others arrived yet? Shoto and Artemis?"
Something about the way I said Artemis made Morrow chuckle long and loud. After a few seconds, I realized H was laughing at me too.
"What?"
I said.
"What's so funny?"
"Yes," Og said, grinning. "Artemis arrived first several hours ago, and Shoto's plane got here about 30 minutes before you arrived."
"Are we going to meet them now?" I asked, doing an extremely poor job of hiding my apprehension. Og shook his head.
"Artemis felt that meeting you two right now would be an unnecessary distraction. She wanted to wait until after the big event, and Shoto seemed to agree."
He studied me for a moment.
"It probably is for the best, you know. You've all got a big day ahead of you."
I nodded, feeling a strange combination of relief and disappointment.